the sound of that drum roll means it must be time for another edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where they call me Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we're here hosting this show every Tuesday night at midnight, and we're happy to be here. The phone number is 749-1444 if you'd like to call in, because this is, after all, a call-in late night talk show. We're going to be talking about the wild, wacky, woolly world of theater here in a minute, because the play Fat Men in Skirts by Nikki Silver will be opening this weekend at the Aronoff Center. But first, right now is pledge time at WAIF.
It's pledge time.
That's right. Get it straight. It's pledge time. If you'd like to call in a pledge, the phone number is 961. What are you laughing at, Nikki?
You can hear me?
Yeah,
no,
I can hear
you. You're on the air.
Hold on a minute, Nikki. Let me get the spiel over with, all right?
That happens when you're on a radio show. You get broadcast and people hear you.
Thank God I didn't spew obscenities.
Thank God. It's pledge time at WAIF, your favorite public local radio station. And if you'd like to get in a pledge, the first three pledges we get in the next half hour are going to get a free pair of tickets to Fat Men in Skirts this weekend at the Aronoff Center.
I'd like to pledge $1.95.
But you wrote the damn play. You don't get any tickets.
All right. Keep going.
All right. So anyway, call 961-8900 to get those pledges in, and you can go see this play for free, Fat Men in Skirts by Nikki Silver at the Aronoff Center. $15 makes you a member. $35 also gets you the WAIF key ring.
Yeah.
$50 gets you the WAIF mug.
Yeah.
So you can put a little RC Cola in your swigger. $75 gets you the WAIF t-shirt. $125 they're going to throw in a tote bag, I believe. So check it out. WAIF, 961-8900 plus. You may have an opportunity to speak on the radio with the playwright Nikki Silver. Hello, Nikki.
Yeah, the phones are ringing off the hook, ain't they?
They're starting to ring. Look, they're lighting up. They're lighting up now like a menorah.
I'd like one of them tote bags.
We'll get you a tote bag if that's what you want. Nikki Silver is the author and the playwright of Fat Men in Skirts, presented by the Cincinnati Public Theater, and Nick Korn and Josh Neth from the Cincinnati Public Theater are here in the studio with us. Nikki, do you want to give them some advice on how to perform your show?
Really fast. The whole play, I'm telling you, including intermission, you should be out. If you start at 8, you should be home by 10. And just make sure that the check is in the mail.
Who should it be made out to? Mr. Nikki Silver?
It gets made out, say no, to Dramatist Play Service, where you buy the rights. I'm just telling you, this is I wasn't invited, so I'm, I have to have my eye on the bottom line.
Now tell me something, guys. Why didn't you offer to fly in Nikki Silver, the playwright, to come see opening night, Thursday night, at the Aronoff Center of his own play, Fat Men in Skirts?
Yeah, why?
Well, we can barely pay for the set right now, so airfare would be a little tough.
If your rights didn't cost so damn much, we'd be all right.
There you go. You waived the rights for a plane ticket.
Well, what's so expensive about the set? I mean, did you bring in a whole beach or something?
Mm-hmm. Almost. We've got sand on the stage.
We have really? Miami.
Yeah, we have a little Miami. Not the little Miami River, but a little bit of Miami. We've got about, it must be like 30 yards of muslin down to make this beach.
You got a palm tree?
No, we don't have a palm tree.
We have lights that look like palm trees.
Well, this play takes place, the first act at least, takes place on a beach, right?
That's absolutely right.
Nikki Silver, tell us a little bit about the first act of the play without giving away the end.
I wrote it when I was a tiny child, so I have to try to remember now what it's about.
Well, when did you write this play? It is one of your older plays.
It's yes, but it continues to be very popular in the Corn Belt. is that where I am?
You can keep your hoity-toity New York self to yourself, all right?
Is Ohio the Corn
Belt?
Yeah,
sure, we're part of the Corn Belt.
You're not the Corn Belt.
Well, we're not the Rat Belt.
You're like the Soy Belt or something.
Okay, we're the Corn
I'm just
belt.
Asking.
Hey, Nikki Silver, are you related to Long Dong Silver?
He's my identical twin brother.
Please continue with your answer to what the play's about.
The play opens with this woman and her son, and their plane has crashed, and they're stranded on this desert island, and they resort very quickly to cannibalism. Within the first 5 minutes, we're already into cannibalism. Right. And it's
who do they eat?
Him.
All right, cool.
What do they eat?
Yeah. Who do they eat?
Well, the other people who crashed. They start off with a nun, I think perhaps assuming that she would be tender because she was not a working nun, and eventually polish off everyone else on the plane.
So this soon be a DreamWorks musical. Jason Alexander and Whoopi Goldberg and the whole crew.
I wouldn't eat Whoopi Goldberg, but
that's...
I'm just saying.
Maybe your brother would, but yeah, that's a different story.
Well, long is indiscriminate.
Okay.
This cannibalism topic is sort of bringing me back to the Donner Party. Is there a Donner Party reference going on here?
Well, no.
You know, those are the cats
I'm
that...
I'm telling you, I don't remember. I don't think so. I had written a bunch of plays, actually, about sort of families, and I thought I wanted to isolate this mother and son relationship completely and see what happens if they're separated from the whole universe.
Oh, let's move now to Nicholas Korn and Josh Neff, who play...
Man.
Do what? Eh? These guys play Howard Hogan and Bishop Hogan in a play. What happens next after the cannibalism?
Well, in Act Two, they get returned to civilization.
Well, that's good.
Did they return to the Corn Belt?
Actually to New York City, I believe. And, however, even though they return to civilization, they are not civilized. And, Bishop goes on kind of a killing cannibal spree. Yeah.
Oh, so they get addicted to human flesh.
Who among us is not?
In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking to Nikki Silver, the world-famous New York playwright who wrote Fat Men in Skirts, opening this Thursday night at the Aronoff Center, performed by Cincinnati Public Theater. And if you call 961-8900 now, we have tickets waiting for you.
After whom is the Aronoff Center named?
That would be after Stanley J. Aronoff, Ohio senator.
Really?
He's a crook, too.
Is he?
He's the guy that slid the...
I believe it's a Jewish surname.
Well, Stanley?
Aronoff.
Okay.
Well, would you like us to try to get a big promotion started to rename it the Nikki Silver Theater?
Well, not having seen it, I'm skeptical about putting my name on anything. But,
Beauty and the Beast is coming next month.
On my behalf.
Cats played there once.
Well, I hope someone cleaned it out.
Cats, Miss Saigon, and now Nikki Silver, Fat Men in Skirts.
Did you ever see Miss Saigon?
No.
It has way too many colors.
I heard it's got helicopters.
It's very colorful. And did you ever see, I went to see Cats about 2 years ago after avoiding it successfully for many years. Someone made me go. And it's a very dizzying experience. Have you seen it? The theater, first of all, is rotten with cats.
Is it? Have you seen it?
And in New York, they're like the same people who opened in it 25 years ago. they're like ancient. These cats, if they were real cats, they would have been dead 10 years ago.
Well, Nikki, what do you think about musical, Broadway musical theater? Because Fat Men in Skirts, I don't think, has a score other than that Bobby Darin song that you like so much. Have you done any work with musical theater?
I understudied Betty Buckley for a while. In Sunset Boulevard. No, I never did.
We want you to write a musical of Strictly Ballroom.
I was commissioned to write a musical, believe it or not, but I never turned anything in. I just took the dough.
Well, you
I
got,
did.
You got to turn in some
life.
Product for the dough. I mean, you don't get dough for free.
Well, you know, they're still waiting. This was like 5 years ago.
Well, anyhow, as I was about to say, if you want to talk to Nikki Silver, the phone number is 961-8900. WAIF is accepting pledges for Fun Drive, and we have tickets standing by for the show, Fat Men in Skirts.
They're going to be mean.
Who's
going to talk to people?
Oh, you're going to like people. People from Cincinnati
people
generally like theater people.
Nice.
Yeah, we're nice people here in Ohio.
How long have you had this show, this radio show?
Since
the 50s.
6 years, because I'm trying to remember when the first time I spoke to you was.
Oh, well, you've been on the show a couple of times. I think we had you on in, what, 1993 or 94?
The New York Times did a big piece on you.
Yeah. I have a different number now. Feel free to give it out over the air. I'm very lonely. It's 1-900. No.
You're tripping tonight, Nikki. Nikki Silver from, he wrote the play Fat Men in Skirts. What other plays have you written?
I wrote a play called The Food Chain.
The Food Chain? What's The Food Chain about?
Fat people and thin people.
Do they eat each other?
They don't eat each other, no. My only foray into cannibalism was Fat Men in Skirts. My other plays are Pterodactyls, The Food Chain, Raised in Captivity. This might be my first production in Cincinnati. I don't know.
Is it, guys?
Well, first semi-professional. Raised in Captivity was performed by the Playhouse in the Park interns last year.
Did it suck?
No, it didn't suck.
Well, if a bunch of interns put it on, it might have sucked.
Yeah, exactly. I have to say, though, seriously, like interns doing it, I get a lot of colleges, I get email from colleges constantly, and it's very touching to me, frankly. No, it is. I mean, they're always bad. You know, and I go when I'm invited and speak at these colleges, and the productions are always really, really bad, but I'm very moved and flattered when college students show an interest. I was serious for a minute. It was shocking, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well,
there's two college students in the show. I'm a college student. I'm playing Bishop.
Really?
Yeah. I would probably say this is the most challenging part I've ever had a chance to play.
Bishop and Phyllis are hard parts.
Yeah, they are.
All right, who are Bishop and Phyllis? Yeah, whoever. We're talking to anybody who knows, answer that.
Well, Bishop is the son, and Phyllis would be the overbearing mother.
Yeah, and Bishop goes from being like a hunchbacked, stuttering, like 11-year-old to a really ruthless, animalistic savage.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, what was your mother like?
Did you ever see Psycho?
Yeah, I saw Psycho, yes.
She was not unlike the mother in Psycho without the warmth.
More like the owl.
She's a delicate gal. She's still alive. I don't know why. I talk about her in the past tense, only hoping that by the end of each sentence, I'll be the inheritor of some dough.
Well, now that's cruel, Mr. Silver, don't you?
I got a heart the size of a snow pea.
You gotta love your mother, because it's your mother who nurtured you and brought you to be the fine, amazing New York playwright that you are today.
That's where you're wrong.
If it weren't for her, you wouldn't be sitting in your big Greenwich Village loft right now making fun of us Midwesterners.
And smoking clove cigarettes.
I'm not smoking clove cigarettes.
Is your black turtleneck too tight?
I'm smoking crippleweed, baby. I'm smoking cigarettes. And I don't do any drugs or anything. I'm very, very dull, really.
Well, not doing drugs doesn't make you dull.
But I am dull. Have you ever called me and I wasn't home?
No.
You are home a lot.
I'm like the dullest. I'm the dullest person over 20 in America.
Well, you go out to the theater sometimes and see other people's theater works, don't you?
Only when I am invited to opening night buffets.
When there's cheese and wine, right?
No, when there's main courses.
Okay.
Cheese and wine, I'm staying home.
A little pig, you like
it? I need, like, roast beef.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to make ends meet.
In New York, I heard the cost of living is through the roof.
Well, you'll have to come and visit and find out.
You guys can't jaywalk there anymore, can you?
I do.
Do you?
I'm a rebel, man.
You are a rebel, dude.
I am. Have you been to New York?
We've been there a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Did you enjoy it?
It was all right. I had a good time. I got lost on the subway, and I got off the wrong... I was with a girl. We got off the subway at the wrong exit, you know? Or the wrong... whatever you call it there in New York.
Stop.
And we walk up... Man,
stop telling the story.
We walk...
No.
You said stop. We walk up the stairs, we walk up to the street, and we realized we weren't on Washington Street. We were somewhere in the middle of Harlem. Mm-hmm. And there was only one white guy around. We asked him which way to go to get back to... whatever it was, Washington Street or something, and he says, go that way, and he says, you guys must be from Jersey. And we said, no, we're from Ohio. He says, that figures. Then he gave us the wrong directions.
Is everyone in Ohio blonde?
No, not at all. There's many brunettes in Ohio, and there's even a few Orientals if you look around.
Go on.
Yeah, we got Mexican bean pickers and black people.
Oh, my God. I hate to be the bearer of politically correct news, mm-hmm. but people are Asian. Not Oriental.
Okay, well, thank
you. Rugs are Oriental.
What about food?
Food, things can be Oriental. People are supposed to be Asian now. You're going to get beat up when you leave the station if they gather in a throng.
No, come kung fu his ass.
Exactly.
WAIF in Cincinnati, if you would like to talk to Mr. Silver or make a donation to your all-volunteer public radio station. The phone number is 961-8900. Yeah, that's right. I'm not getting paid for this.
The calls are going to be so humiliating.
Oh, they might be. We're taking pledges right now, and if you chip in, $15, we're going to send you to the show. It's at the Aronoff Theater. Thursday night is opening night. Cincinnati Public Theater presents Fat Men in Skirts.
I have a question for Josh and Nicholas Korn of the Cincinnati Public Theater. Of all the works in the world... to choose from, why in the world did you pick Nikki Silver's Fat Men in Skirts?
Well, actually, that's both easy and tough. Easy to answer, but tough to expostulate on. It was our director, Brad Fry, who chose the work. I approached him last year and asked him if there was any play that he really wanted to do. Since this was our first season, you know, the sky was the limit, we could do anything. This was the play that he chose.
Why did he pick this one and not, say, Harold Pinter?
Because it sucked less than Nikki Silver's other one.
Oh, okay. All
right. That's not true. It's actually...
Oh, no, my tub is overflowing.
Turn off the water.
You know, I come on these shows, and I seem
you
like
You don't a do a lot of radio talk shows.
Yeah, how many radio talk shows do you do besides the Chris and Rob show?
You're not Bill Bennett.
Wait, you want to know something?
What?
In every city in America... Uh-huh. where a play of mine has been done, I've either been on either the newspaper, the radio, the television. I do a lot of press, and I always seem entertaining. You know, I seem like a goon. I'm actually relatively serious in real life.
Well, is there anything serious you'd like to talk about tonight?
No.
All right, then. Quit your griping.
I'm just saying.
So what are the future works scheduled for the Cincinnati Public Theater, and will they as well be at the Aronoff Center downtown? That's a pretty hoity-toity
joint.
How'd you get your first season?
You know, everybody says, how did you get invited to be at the Aronoff Center? And really, all you have to do is pay for it.
Oh, okay.
It's no big deal. You just get the cash, hopefully, and then you can perform there.
Are you in the big giant room where...
No. Okay. We're in the very tiny, small, closet-sized room.
That would be the Fifth Third Theater.
The Fifth Third Bank Theater, that's right. Very inventively named, mm-hmm. too, I may say.
You know, some people keep their money in guns, gold, and land, like my co-host Rob, but the rest of us have savings accounts at banks.
We have not yet finalized our next season, but this year we did George Bernard Shaw's St. Joan. We did the Bacchae. We did. We just finished up Robert Schenken's The Kentucky Cycle. Obviously, Nikki Silver's Fat Men in Skirts is coming up this week, and then later on in the summer we're doing Shakespeare's The Tempest out at DeVue Park.
Ooh, Shakespeare!
Mm. This is a very. I like this season. It's very like all over the map.
We are definitely all. Yes, we are all over the map.
There's very conservative and very wild and mainstream and classic. I think this is good.
Hey, thanks.
Well, I'm voting. A little vote of confidence.
Cincinnati rocks, eh, Nikki?
Cincinnati may be rapidly becoming my favorite town between the coasts.
Really? Even more favorite than Macon, Georgia?
Or at least my favorite town in Ohio. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, Nikki Silver, since, you know, for Nick Korn and Josh Neff, this is a big deal, actually. Being on the radio with one of their heroes, the playwright of their new show.
Oh, shut up. I'm not one of their heroes.
And I think one
you
of them,
beat Rose.
You're my hero.
I don't know if either one of them have a soliloquy from the show that they'd like to recite for you and get some of your feedback. Maybe you can give them a little direction, character development, something like that.
Don't. Just don't, boy.
I don't think there's anything we can say on air from the show.
No, like, because what comes to mind is Bishop's speech about the monkeys.
Monkeys, exactly.
Well, do it. And if it's dirty, we'll read a disclaimer. If you don't like dirty language, turn your radio off now.
No, it doesn't come out of con. Don't do it.
We won't.
You really want to hear this, huh?
I do, but if Nikki does, that's between you guys.
I think out of context, it'll just seem demented.
It's very true.
This is a demented show.
This is kind of the big clincher of Bishop, the fact that the first time that he actually will scare the audience, and if we give it away now, then, I don't know, it might ruin it for our audience.
I'll just save it then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just save it then.
Do something from the Bacchae. Do something from that Union Act of Kentucky Cycle.
Oh.
There's a lively piece of theater.
Yeah, a long one too, six hours.
Are you mocking that?
No, I enjoyed it. I did. I was actually the one who enjoyed it in New York. It laid a big egg. But that Union Act is not the best one.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I thought that was really kind of preachy and dull. The first part of the play is much better.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys got anything else to say to each other since we got the playwright and the actors all hooked up here?
There's no nudity in your production, is there?
No.
Not really, but Pam is wearing a really short skirt.
Is she hot?
Yeah, I think you'll think she's hot.
We did a production once of that play in New York, and the actress playing Pam didn't like her costume, and she went out and bought a very, very tiny macrame dress.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Through which she was really advertising more than the play.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't mind. That was fine.
We followed pretty close to what was written.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm wild about you now. Because really, in Europe particularly, whenever you go to Europe, and whenever I go to Europe and see plays produced of mine, they're naked all over the place. They're like wild. They do like O'Neill plays, naked. They're constantly naked. And it would be fine, except, you know, some of those Scandinavians are extremely hairy.
Hairy and pasty.
It's a shock, really.
Honestly, though, this is one of the, probably some of the best material I've had a chance to work with, and I just want to commend you. I think your writing is
stroke job.
Awesome.
You've been commended.
When do you open?
Better cut you off here.
Yeah. I'm done.
All right. Is that it? Anybody else got anything else to say?
I would like to thank them for doing my little pageant. I appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for coming on tonight and helping us plug the show.
Well, I'm sure it's a great production, and I do appreciate it. And I, you know, despite the fact that our hosts are, you know, the Kukla, Fran, and Ollie of Rick, I'm sure that it has nothing but dignity.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Silver. We'll have you on again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
The show runs at the Aronoff Center April 23rd, 24th, 25th, and again on April 30th, May 1st, and 2nd at 8 o'clock. It's downtown at the Aronoff Center.
And you'll be home by 10 if it starts at 8, right?
Home by 10.
Yeah, it's a quick show.
It's very quick.
It's a very quick show.
So you can go see the Waco Brothers after the...
Saturday night, you can go
Saturday night,
the Waco
you can see
Brothers
the Waco Brothers at Top Cats after you see the play.
Alrighty then. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, talking a little local theater. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 749-1444, and if you'd like a ticket to the show, we have a few still available.